What's up, ladies and gentlemen? WrestleTalk here. Joe Lance here. I'm sitting here with Renee at NatsuCon. And who do we have with us today, Renee?
Man, absolutely. The Night Owl checking in here in Collinsville at NatsuCon. And we have the pleasure of having the D1 champion join us tonight here live at NatsuCon before his title defense. Outcast, welcome to the show tonight, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, we're definitely excited to have you. Joe traveled all the way from West Virginia just to see the Outcast in action, man. What can he expect from you in the ring tonight?
Being I've never seen or met or watched anything on the guy I'm facing tonight, I couldn't even tell you his name. I'm going to leave it all to see out in the ring.
It's nice. Now, being a guy that always does his homework, how does it change your game plan to not have seen a guy before you actually face him in the ring?
I go out there and do what I normally do, just take care of myself, defend my title, and come out with a 1-2-3.
The 1-2-3 indeed. And there's a lot of people in your corner, Outcast, hoping that you're able to pull it off. The question truly is, how much longer can we expect to see Outcast as D1 champion? I mean, it's been ages now.
As long as his body holds up, keep lining them up, and I'm going to put them on their back every time.
Now, if you do come out the winner tonight, who would you like to face next for your championship? Or does it even really matter to you?
I've said it many a times. I'll face anybody. I've never backed down from a fight. Never have, never will. So you can line them up starting right now. As soon as I get to win tonight, next person coming to the ring. We do a gauntlet if I care.
Now, we've got a bunch of fans here in front of us, and I'm sure a lot of them are thinking the exact same thing. We're all curious. When are you giving your former tag team partner, Shorty, an opportunity at the D1 Championship? Because we can all agree, Shorty's a hard worker and he's been putting in a lot of work for a long time. When will we see him in the ring against you for that said championship?
I've told people before, if he wants a shot, I got no problem. We're boys. That don't mean we can't get down in the ring, you know? Equal opportunity here. I'm not going to turn him down.
So you're willing to fight your own tag team partner for the prestigious D1 Championship?
I'm willing to. I don't know if he is. He always said he'll never get in a ring with me, so.
Oh, understood, understood. Well, we'll definitely have to work something out and see what Shorty's got to say about that, won't we, Joe?
Exactly. We definitely.
Obviously, there's a reason why he won't get in the ring with me, because I'm not always the most sanest person out there, so.
Hey, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I can just go back a couple of months and remember you actually facing Dirty Jake Durden. I mean, there was a match where you guys went head-to-head. I mean, you can obviously see just by standing in front of you guys that there's a bit of a size difference there, but that's never really made a big difference with you, has it, Outcast?
I've faced guys 6'6", 350 pounds, faced guys probably 5'2", 130 pounds. It don't matter to me.
Now, why do you think that is, man? Is it experience? Is it the old saying, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight or blah, blah, blah? What is it, man?
It's just me. That's how I've always been. I ain't never been afraid to get in there with nobody. I got nothing to lose, nothing to prove.
Now, you got to do us a favor. For those who don't already know, man, tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, what makes the Outcast the Outcast?
Oh, you got to go back a long way for that.
Let's go back.
I just always been a guy that has been different from people, you know. Just, my train of thought, the way I approach things, I'm a cool, calm, collective person, but once you step in that ring with me, I'm going to give it to you. Like I said, I've never been afraid of nobody. I'll take it to any man that wants to step in the ring with me. You know, experience, no experience. They don't make no difference to me. You know, a greenhorn wants to get in the ring with me, I'll show him why I am the champ. Somebody that's been doing it 20 years wants to get in the ring with me, you know, they're going to prove to me why they should be that champ.
Absolutely. Now, Joe, I know you were here a couple of months ago and had the opportunity to see the Outcast in the ring. Man, give us your thoughts on Outcast and how maybe you think he'll fare this evening.
Oh, Outcast, he's a great wrestler. I enjoyed watching him wrestle, and I know that he can pull it off tonight. Let's see here. What was I going to say?
I left him speechless.
See, you left me speechless.
Now, I'm interested to see, you've been on quite a run, Outcast, and they're keeping you busy, I mean, pretty much every weekend out of the year. As I asked you previously, man, are you going to continue to defend as many times as they throw guys in front of you? Or are you maybe looking here after this title defense to take a couple of weeks off, recuperate, you know, it may do you good, and then come back and continue to defend? Or are you ready to keep going every single weekend, man?
I'll go whenever they want me. If I need to get in there 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, I don't care. I've had a few weeks off, so as bad as my body usually feels, I'll just have to get in there and deal with it. You know, I've worked my way around it many a times, you know, last 16 years, you know. Little injuries never stopped me. I've gotten in the ring with cracked ribs, shattered heels, you know, blown out shoulders, you know, just go with it.
Well, there's no doubt about it, man. And, you know, and not a lot of people have said this, but here on the WrestleTalk podcast, we in many ways consider you to be the people's champ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were part of a tag team. I think people saw you fly under the radar when the tournament, the D1 tournament was happening. But all of a sudden, and I don't think to your surprise, but to a lot of people's surprise, you end up being champion. So we would like to proclaim you the WrestleTalk people's champ, Outkast, because you go out there and you fight for the people. You know what I'm saying? And you never pull any punches, and you're always willing to put your body on the line, and we respect the hell out of that.
I appreciate that. Okay. People, like you said, take me as a tag team wrestler, but there was years before I started tagging with Shorty in 2006 that's all I did was singles wrestle. I wrestled guys like Billy McNeil, Dingo, Delirious, Matt Sydal, Mischief, you know, local guys, Mikazi. You know, I was in the ring with all of them every weekend. I held the Gateway Championship Wrestling Light Heavyweight Championship for 8 months. You know, that was, at that time, one of the most prestigious titles in the Central States.
Now, you've been the D1 champion for quite some time, but when are we going to see Outkast as the world champion at Dynamo Pro?
That's up to the bookers and the powers that be. I can't force a title shot. You know, I think I've earned my shot by my background and, you know, my pedigree, but that's all up to them.
I mean, you've already gone up against Jake Durden, so, I mean...
And fell really well. He's fared really well.
Yeah, so...
The last time we were in the ring, we went to a time limit draw. I think we went 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
So,
almost had him pin at the last second. He rolled out, yeah.
All right, well, with all that being said, I guess I got two last questions for you. You were on AJ Awesome's show a couple of weeks back, and I really, really enjoyed that interview. Can you speak to your experience working with AJ Awesome, one of our youngest friends and fans? Did you enjoy that experience?
I tell you this right now, that is one of my most favorite kids in the world, man. Like, outside of my nieces and nephews, you know, top three for me. When he said he was going to start doing this podcast or YouTube channel, I was agreed to be the first person. I wanted to be the first person. That's how much I love having that kid around, you know. He brings smiles to everybody in the locker room and everybody in the crowd, and everybody gets behind him. You know, that's something that shows that how much he loves being, you know, at wrestling shows and cares about wrestling. And reason why we go out there and do the things we do in that ring.
Yeah, absolutely. And the very last question is, what can people expect from you tonight here at NatsuCon, wrestling for Dynamo Pro as the D1 champion? Ricky Cruz walking by throwing tons of shade. But it's all good. That's what Ricky does.
You know I'll be waiting for you, Ricky, whenever you want.
He don't want it.
What can you expect from me? Like I said earlier, I don't know. I'll go out there and do whatever it takes. I never met the guy before, never seen him in the ring, so it's going to be a fight, that's for sure. You might see get a little crazy in there, a little high-flying, you know, a little brawling, but...
Whatever it takes.
At the end of the night, I'm still going to walk out Dynamo Pro D1 champ.
D1 champ. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Joe Renee on the WrestleTalk podcast interviewing the D1 champion for Dynamo Pro, the Outkast. Outkast, how can people keep up with you on social media? Because you know the millions and millions of fans want to be able to keep up with the Outkast.
Oh, geez. Are you supposed to expect me to remember my handles?
Come on, bro. We can edit it. Don't worry.
You can look up.
I know my own Twitter joint.
BRB_Outkast. That's OUTTKAST. I think on Instagram and Twitter.
BRB_Outkast. How do you spell Outkast?
OUTT.
OUTT. There you go. Outkast, ladies and gentlemen, here on the WrestleTalk podcast. Nightmare Jones, the Night Owl, signing off with the D1 champ, Outkast. We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Enjoy your night.
Respect, man.
Respect. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Red Joe Lanzi from WrestleTalk back once again at NatsuCon with the man, the myth, the legend, Rene Martinez.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Who do we have with this now?
All right, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Your boy, the Night Owl, broadcasting live with Nightmare Jones. And we have a very special guest tonight, a man who is making big moves here at NatsuCon, a man who will be in the ring in a matter of minutes tonight against the alternative Ozzy Gallagher, Rick Maverick.
Now, I was here, and I saw everything that happened with you and Ozzy Gallagher. What do you have to say about what happened between you and Ozzy Gallagher?
Well, it all began just Gallagher done rubbed me the wrong way. Last night, One of the spokespeople here from NatsuCon, Mr. Price, I heard called in your guys' show.
Yeah, he did. He did a great job.
And somehow Gallagher hacked your guys' stuff.
We got to work on that. Intern Timmy is always screwing us over.
So then he comes here uninvited, unbooked, not even wanted to my convention.
I didn't want him. Did you want him here?
No,
I didn't.
He just shows up.
Takes out poor Matt Kinway, a guy who, well, unfortunately, he's already crossed my right hook last week, but took out – Kinway's a great guy. He did not have that coming to him. Then comes out and then cowardly asks for a fight. I answer for a fight, and then he runs.
He ran. I saw it. Saw it with my own eyes.
He ran out the back, ran down the back hallway. Him and I actually ran down the main hallway here at the Gateway Center. And I lost him somewhere in the crowd. I think he ran in the girls' bathroom.
Well, if this was Target, that would actually be okay.
They're gender neutral, aren't they?
Aren't they?
They are. Okay.
That way, okay.
There are some gender neutral restrooms.
Now, Rick, we know you were in action last week against Kinway. Would you consider that to be somewhat of a warm up for what you're doing here tonight?
Against Gallagher?
Yeah, I mean.
No, I would give Matt Kinway a little bit more credit for him. I would consider to get in the ring with a guy like Matt Kinway would be a warm up for probably somewhere more the likes of Jackal or Rocket or maybe even close to Mike Outlaw. A nice. Warm up for Gallagher,
the janitor.
It's just gonna be me chugging down a beer and then getting in the ring.
Now, speaking of which, Cowboy, we know you happen to be somewhat of a fan of the adult beverages. We have to know, if you had to pick and could only live with one beer for the rest of your life on an island, what beer would you choose?
Like just one beer or like a beer? Lifetime?
Lifetime supply of this one beer.
Oh. You know, I'm kind of a simple guy. I might just have to go with like Bud Light.
Bud Light. Hey, I'm okay with that. Okay with that. Now, Joe, my partner, traveled all the way here from West Virginia to have an opportunity to see you in action one more time. Joe, I know you've seen Rick in action at least once before, man. Your thoughts on what Rick does in the ring?
Well, like I said on WrestleTalk, he's a great, great competitor, and it's an honor to actually be able to sit down and talk to him one-on-one. And I'm really looking forward to see what happens. And I know that he's going to mop the floor with Ozzy Gallagher. I mean, you could mop the floor with Ozzy Gallagher.
It's very, very possible. So us pretty much already knowing what's going to happen here in NatsuCon, I'm curious to know, this would be your second consecutive win for Dynamo Pro. I mean, are we looking at a possible D1 championship run here in the future? We actually talked to the Outcast a little bit earlier. He said he's open to all takers. We just got to talk to the powers that be. But I'm curious, is that something you have your eye on going into the future?
You know, Cass, me and Cass actually go back. We broke in around the same time back in '99. If I am, you know, I'm here to entertain people. I'm here to have fun. If I get a chance to get in the ring with Outkast, that would be one hell of an honor. Honestly, I got my sights set bigger.
Bigger?
Bigger.
Could one assume that when you say bigger, you mean the intelligent monster, Dirty J. Durden?
You know, if that's how you want to take it, Renee.
That's what I'm taking it.
If you want to take me saying bigger to be 6'7", long hair, long beard, the dumb monster, Jake Durden.
Holy moly, no you didn't. No you didn't.
You can take it that way.
He did it. He did it. Now, Joe, I know you have seen quite a bit of Dirty Jake Durden.
Yes.
Let's just be honest here. Not just because Rick's in here. How do you think Rick would fare against the intelligent monster?
I think that if the Outcast can do good with Dirty Jake Durden, I don't see any reason why Rick Maverick would not be able to do the same, and he may actually be able to get the win.
Now, Rick, I have to ask you this question. 100% shooting from the hip here. We know you've got a lot of other business interests, and we know you keep yourself busy. Are you fully committed to put in the work that it takes to climb all the way up to the top at Dynamo Pro Wrestling?
I am. Dynamo's been very good to me, so I hope as good as they are to me, I can be as good as they are to them.
Well, we absolutely love to hear that, because we also are very loyal to the Dynamo Pro Wrestling promotion, because they put on the best wrestling throughout the Midwest. No doubt about it. We've seen it all over the place, and Dynamo Pro is definitely at the top if not very near the top. And it is a pleasure to know that we're going to get to see you in action here in a little bit under 20 minutes or so, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to go ahead and get ready, man. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you,
one last time, tell the people why where we're at and why they should be here Saturday and Sunday at NatsuCon.
We are here at St. Louis's premiered Japanese anime and cultural festival, NatsuCon. You still have a chance. Come on down this weekend. We'll be here. I'll be here. Joe will be here. Renee will be here. Fists will be flying. Knuckle Ups will be going. Beers will be drank. It's all about NatsuCon this weekend. It's all about knuckle up and put them down.
Oh, hell yeah. You've been listening to Rick Maverick, Joe, and Renee. Rick, how do people keep up with you on social media, buddy?
You can find me on the Facebook. Just look up Rick Maverick.
R-I-C.
R-I-C.
That's right.
You can find me on Twitter. It's The Rick Maverick, I do believe. And
we'll
YouTube.
Put it up on the fan page just in case.
YouTube is still to come.
Awesome. All right. All Thanks a lot for the time tonight, man. Have a good one.
No glove, gentlemen.
Be safe out there.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right. After the show, we'll have to have a drink or something.
Oh, yeah.
A drink? What? Gentlemen, to another interview on the Wrestle Talk podcast. I'm Joe Lance. I got my co-host, Renee Martinez.
What is up, everybody? This is the Night Owl, Renee Martinez, along with my co-host, Joe Lance, Nightmare Jones. We are here at NatsuCon 2016. We had the privilege of just watching one of the best independent shows that we've seen in a very long time with Dynamo Pro Wrestling. And as great as that was, Nightmare, we are even more excited to introduce our following guest, ladies and gentlemen, a man that has been all over the world honing and perfecting his craft, the one, the only, Delirious joins us tonight.
Hey, I was in the
Well, and my thoughts exactly, Delirious. Now, Joe, I know that you're a big fan of this man. We need to know exactly why you're a fan of this man, because when he does his thing, it is tremendous.
That's because this man has been all over the place. I mean, he's wrestled for Ring of Honor. He's wrestled everywhere. I mean, he's wrestled every single big guy. And Delirious, I want to ask you a question. What's it like to wrestle for Dynamo Pro?
Don't make sense. I said, come back here. I go, just I grew up. As I know, it's my son, the Gateway Championship. I'm going to touch it in the home. And it was a reunion. And it was going to be a reunion. I'm going to say, it's a better session. My God, Mark, I'm going to touch it. The future of my business. I'm going to count both He loves us. We're going to be able to
Absolutely, Delirious. You know what? We feel the exact same way. Your match tonight against Mike Outlaw was absolutely tremendous. I know that you feel the same way we do about this young man. He is truly the future of St. Louis wrestling. Does he remind you anybody? Delirious, you've been all over the world. You've wrestled so many different people. When you wrestled Mike Outlaw, did it bring you back memories of maybe when you were fighting Brian Danielson or some of the other wonderful guys that you've had a chance to face before?
Don't have time to make all the country, the England or Japan, when we come over here, Mike Outlaw is a lot of symbols. Jay Lethal, I don't know what you're trying to
Exactly. So what's it like to wrestle somebody like Jay Lethal, who is the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion?
Go to tell the best in the world, the guest children, and you get grizzled about to them with us, and you never know what to expect, and it was the best story with the crowd. I was going to go majority with this, and the elite, on the with us, and we're so much on a pedestal, because God with us is the Ring of Honor, the champion, 2 years of going to go to the world heavyweight champion, one down. Come on, Jay.
No, absolutely. Now, Delirious, we have to get your comments. Roger Strong recently separated himself from Ring of Honor. We know you got a lot going on over Ring of Honor. How much does it hurt a promotion like ROH to lose a guy of that talent level?
No. Roger is the best man. But he says that he grew. Adam says that he's done everything in Ring of Honor. Time by time to move on. Time for Roger Strong to grow. Time for the next chapter of Roger Strong's career. Because Roger Strong is one of the best wrestlers in the world. And it's time for the world to see Roderick Strong. He had conquered all of it, Triple Crown. So he was the Triple Crown champion, and he conquered, and I went Roderick to the best, and I was the best man. Wait, what I'm saying.
Exactly. So, Delirious, when are we going to see you be the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight?
Nah, come on, Joe, man, says. Oh, let's go. Come on, Joe. Hey,
ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Well, listen, I have to absolutely ask you this before you head out of here. It looks like your people are here and they're ready for you to move on, Delirious. I got to ask you, you've seen guys like El Generico, Daniel Bryanston do their thing up on the main stage. We want to know when we will see you competing for the richest prize in the game, whether it be a WWE or ROH, because we have to see you at the top again, Delirious. I mean, you're the man. You're doing it big here throughout the Midwest and all over the world, man. When can you expect to see you back at the very, very top?
Oh, the keep watching the webinars and the programming. Real on national when Jordan is sitting here, whether it be pay-per-view or TV, the VOD on ROHWrestling.com, and you never know. It's a mystery and enigma, which I esoteric, so you know. Maybe. Keep watching.
Absolutely. Last question. How does it feel to be here from the St. Louis area? See how the wrestling here has grown. How proud does it make you to be a part of it?
Very proud. I wish Johnson had started here back in 2000 with a Gateway Championship. I got a world. Johnson will be with you. We got all them three stars that come out of here with Matt Seidel and Mischief and Daisy Hayes. And with Johnson, the future of the right there with Brandon Espinosa, the mic out loving. And with Johnson, that brother, the sky is the limit.
Is the limit, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, when you're talking to Delirious, when you're here with Nightmare Jones and the Night Owl on the Wrestle Talk podcast, closing down NatsuCon Friday night here with Dynamo Pro Wrestling, it's truly been a pleasure. Delirious, you are the man, and we will continue to keep tabs on you because you are doing big things, and we appreciate you joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Joe Lance here, WrestleTalk Podcast once again. We are at NatsuCon. I'm with the partner Renee. And we have Luke Roberts from Dynamo Pro, the media specialist from Dynamo Pro.
And officially, I can now say the NatsuCon novice. I mean, having been here last night with Dynamo Pro live at NatsuCon and now experiencing what we've got right here, right now. I mean, I've seen a little bit of everything. Having an opportunity to really take in the full NatsuCon experience, having an opportunity, I mean, where else can you go? I got to spend some time, some very quality time. My wife came out and experienced NatsuCon. I've seen a lot of great people. And a matter of fact, there's a giant T-Rex down the hall. I mean, again, if
you're... That's a shoot.
Yeah, so there you got a T-Rex down the hall. You got media all over the place. And right here, Media Alley Central here at NatsuCon, Wrestle Talk with Joe and Renee. This is awesome, gentlemen. It really is.
Yes, very much so. I mean, we've had the chance to talk to fans. We've had the chance to talk to wrestlers. I mean, I have so much stuff to go through. It's not even funny how many interviews that we have done. But we can't talk about anything right now except for Dynamo Pro. Dynamo Pro was amazing last night.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Joe. I mean, again, you know, today I was really feeling the idea of I was going to be all around again with media all over the place. I mean, we've had representatives from WBGZ 1570 AM in Alton. You have KCFV, who's just down Media Alley from us. You've got Larry Nickel from WLCA, who's here. You've got the On the Ropes Network. It's here. I mean, again, I'm sitting here right now just being just literally feet away from one of the coolest things I've seen in the entire NatsuCon, and that was Dr. Dan the Pancake Man. We're sitting right next to him. I think they're going to be here in a few minutes as well. I mean, again, but the big thing you're looking at was Dynamo Pro Wrestling last night, and again, from top to bottom, Dynamo Pro delivered last night, gentlemen. I mean, again, when you sit there and you look at all the wrestlers, and again, it wasn't just Dynamo Pro, and again, there were a lot of the Dynamo Pro wrestlers that you were very familiar with. We had a lot of wrestlers that came in from throughout the Midwest, and of course you can't leave out a certain guy named Delirious being here last night. Again, Outlaw Delirious. I said on the show on Thursday night the idea of it was going to be, had the potential of being one of the greatest matches in Dynamo Pro history, and I think every match delivered last night here at NatsuCon.
Well, absolutely, Luke, and I got to agree with you. It was definitely worth the trip for both of us. You know, seeing as Joe came all the way from West Virginia, you know, I made the four-hour drive from Kansas City. But, Luke, I want to go back a little bit because something kept coming up as we made our way through the night last night. I think everybody was looking back towards the past in a nostalgic sort of way, seeing as we find ourselves at maybe one of the pinnacles of Dynamo Pro Wrestling and the WrestleTalk podcast, as well as our friends on the Ropes Network. Gateway. Gateway came up a couple of times when we were talking to Delirious. It came up a couple of times when we were talking as well. How did this wonderful promotion go from the Gateway days to what Dynamo Pro is today?
Well, the Gateway that they were all talking about is Gateway Championship Wrestling. For years, and having the fortune of being in professional wrestling now for 26 years, there was for a long time one wrestling. And that goes back to the days of the Wrestling at the Chase. Sam Muchnick, among others. And then it kind of started to evolve, and in the mid-90s, you see Gateway Championship Wrestling, a company that really raised the level of expectation in the St. Louis area and throughout the Midwest. I mean, some of the wrestlers I can think of that graced the Gateway Championship Wrestling doors in their time, wrestlers like Jerry Lynn, Nova, Balls Mahoney, The Sandman. I mean, I could go on.
The late great Balls Mahoney.
That's true. Kid Cash.
So sad, dude.
I mean, you could go through, and I mean, again, you look at some of the wrestlers that came into and really came into their own in the Gateway Championship Wrestling days. Wrestlers like Violent J. Caster, Ty Dalton, Dino Blade, Big Bad Ben, Dingo, Delirious, Mischief, Daisy Hayes, I could go on and on.
Sure, even Natsu Khan's own Rick Maverick.
Rick Maverick had this opportunity. Shorty Biggs, Stephen Kennedy, Casey Carrington, Outcast. I mean, I could go on.
The current D1 champion and last night defended champion.
That's true. I mean, when you sit there and you look at it, Gateway really set a level of expectation in the St. Louis and in the Midwest with professional wrestling to really set the tone. I mean, again, it raised the level so high. I mean, again, that was one of the things in all of my years I never had the fortune of being able to be a part of Gateway Championship Wrestling. I mean, again, one of the things I feel very fortunate I had the opportunity to talk with them many times, but things just didn't come to be. And again, things happen for a reason, and when Gateway Championship Wrestling decided to cease operations, Dynamo Pro Wrestling took the ball and ran with it. I mean, again,
stepped right in.
The level's there, and they didn't bother to even take a back step. They just kept going and going and going. And I mean, again, we've talked about it. I know the wrestlers of Wrestle Talk have heard about all the wrestlers that have come into Dynamo Pro Wrestling. And at NatsuCon last night, Mike Outlaw, Delirious, yet again, another reason why Dynamo Pro consistently sets the standard here in St. Louis, the Midwest, and throughout this country when it comes to professional wrestling.
Well, absolutely, and anybody who was here last night, I mean, we had a packed house. It was loud from the opening bell, and as a matter of fact, even before the opening bell, the opening ceremonies for NatsuCon got kicked off in somewhat of a surprising fashion. Would you mind speaking on that? Because it involves some of the, let's just say, most notorious stars from Dynamo Pro Wrestling. You care to elaborate on that a little bit, Luke?
Well, Renee, I'm going to tell you right now. I had this weird feeling in my gut. I really did. When we have Ozzie Gallagher, Shanghai, if you will, take control, take over the debut of Thursday Night WrestleTalk. And he basically said that he was going to make a statement. He was upset with the management of NatsuCon. He was upset with Dynamo Pro Wrestling. He got aggravated at me. He got aggravated at Larry Nickel, who had called him. He got very agitated.
And we were equally
guys.
As aggravated with him.
Man, well, that's your opinion. I have to stay somewhat unbiased here.
He took over the show, Luke. Come on.
Well, I mean, again, I agree with you to a point. But the fact is, Gallagher wanted to make a statement. And if you're going to make a statement at NatsuCon, how about going out and disrupting the opening ceremonies? Now, Dynamo Pro Wrestling had an opportunity. It was already scheduled. The Primal Prodigy, Matt Kenway, a man who just recently made his debut at Dynamo.
He is super talented, man.
The guy is an awesome talent.
Former NCAA competitor and athlete, really.
Right, I mean, Matt Kenway really has a future in professional wrestling. I mean, the young man is very talented. And out of nowhere, I believe, and actually, I didn't see where he came from. I actually heard it from Larry Nickel, and I heard it just literally out of the corner of the eyes of Oscar Rendon over at the On the Ropes Network. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Gallagher came out from, like, through the staging. I mean, I had the privilege of introducing Kenway to the ring. Gallagher comes in and literally just trash talks everybody. I mean, this was a rare form for Ozzy Gallagher last night. And again, he's like, I'm not going to let things go a minute longer until I get a match at Natsukai. And the cowboy Rick Maverick comes out, not only defending Dynamo Pro, but defending the reputation and the legacy of Natsukan. And again, as we said Thursday night, people were coming into the Dynamo Pro offices left and right. I mean, literally, we signed a match, Maverick and Gallagher, approximately 2 hours before Natsukan. And I mean, again, that's one of the things you can grow to expect at Dynamo Pro Wrestling. Just because of that, there are certain matches that may be announced, things like this happen. And again, another match that just happened literally at the last minute, and fans are still talking about it right here, right now. We had some people earlier on that were talking about Rick Maverick and Ozzy Gallagher. I mean, it's the buzz here at Natsukan was how things got kicked off last night.
You want to talk about a buzz? Last night, we were all introduced to a man known as the Voodoo King, okay? Mojo McQueen. This guy came out of left field. I had no idea who the heck he was. From what I hear, he's got some ties back to the old Windy City of Chicago. Luke, you're the man with the master plan. Fill us in a little bit on this Mojo character, because he sure as hell was out there scaring all the little kids and some grown-ups as well.
He scared you, Vic.
He did.
I'm going to tell you right now, the way we're looking at things here, the Voodoo King, Mojo McQueen, I've been around wrestling a long time. This is one guy. Yeah, I got a big question mark on my face. I mean, he came to the ring. I introduced him as he made that walk to the ring. The man's got a box that's smoking. I mean, that's just creepy in itself. He comes in the ring. He just had that intimidating presence. I mean, here's a guy you don't want to meet on your worst day. Here's a guy you really don't want to meet on your best day. I mean, he's one of those. I mean, he comes from the bayous of Louisiana, New Orleans. I mean, he comes out, and again, we had talked about it on the program on Thursday. We talked about it over the course of the last couple of weeks. The King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, definitely had his hands full with Mojo McQueen. I mean, here's the guy takes out a voodoo doll and starts stabbing it. I mean, again, I'm sitting there at ringside.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
I
could not believe it.
Ricky
Cruz looked like he was in a tremendous amount of pain, and I think all of us at ringside were extremely concerned.
I say that the Mojo McQueen, the Voodoo King, wow, I mean, that's the way. And then he goes out. My honest thinking is he was upset over something. He brings back a chair. He threatens to beat up Ricky Cruz with it. The referee, Scott Ramsey, I gotta say, man, Ramsey has had, like, no luck since joining Dynamo Pro.
Yeah, you're talking about, wasn't it a week ago that he got attacked by Billy McNeil?
And again, that's something that's been on the, and again, we were talking about it after the events of last Saturday. Billy McNeil beats up referee Scott Ramsey, curb stomps him. We have to think that he possibly could have had a concussion, and now he goes out there, he stands up for what's right. He's not going to let people go out there and break the rules. And what does he get introduced to? He gets introduced to the chair that Mojo McQueen brings into the ring, gets thrown into the ropes, had an opportunity to speak with him after the conclusion of last night's event. You could tell his eyes already blackened up from the things that happened last night at Natsukan. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, Mojo McQueen, I mean, honestly, he's got that certain, there's just something about him.
Absolutely. Well, let's see, Joe, real quick. I know you have thoughts on the Ricky Cruz match. You traveled halfway across the country, and I know one of the guys that you were looking most forward to seeing was Ricky Cruz, man.
Yes.
What were your takeaways from that match? Obviously, we're talking about Mojo, but Ricky did his damn thing, and he ended up winning that match by disqualification. But I want to know, give us some insight, your thoughts generally on the match, Mojo, Ricky, things.
Mojo is just, you don't know about him. I mean, he's a character that you generally do not know. And while they had a great match, Ricky Cruz may have won, but he did not pin Mojo. He did not pin Mojo.
He didn't.
It was not a count out. So
Joe, I'm gonna paraphrase something here. Mojo definitely had his own mojo last night. I mean, there's something about him, man.
Yeah, we could all smell it.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, that was a match that definitely fans, if you weren't here at NatsuCon last night, you missed. One of them that really kind of stood out to me was a match between the MWR Missouri State champion, Brandon Espinoza, and Mason Conrad. Now, Mason Conrad, not necessarily a familiar face to Dynamo Pro Wrestling. He's been at a couple of events.
I think he will be after last night.
Oh, most definitely. He and Espinoza literally tore the house down. I mean, again, this is one of those matches. Mason Conrad, the list of people he's competed against in just his short time in Dynamo Pro. The Filipino Warrior, Elvis Aliaga, Michael Magnuson of the Black Hand Warriors, I believe Shorty Biggs, Brandon Ahrens. I mean, this guy has, I mean, again, he's been literally trial by fire here in Dynamo Pro. And again, he wanted to make a statement, comes into the D1 tournament. I mean, the D1 matches. Mason Conrad, and I have to give the proper introduction. This is Mason Conrad. I have to do that.
Announcer voice in full effect here from Luke Bryan.
Yeah, and I mean, again, we sit there and you look at it. I mean, Mason Conrad made a huge statement last night, going toe for toe with Brandon Espinoza. And I mean, again, he definitely turned some heads when it came to that matchup. Another one that really kind of had the opportunity to kind of stick out with me was the matchup between the Wind of Destruction Mikaze and Karim Brigante. Now, this is a man I've had an opportunity to, I've seen footage, I've heard interviews, I've heard about this gentleman from Rome, Italy, the Roman dynasty. Karim Brigante comes to the ring with Miss Monica, no slouch in her own right. I mean, very, very well known in the professional wrestling here in the Midwest. And I'm gonna tell you right now, that match was phenomenal as well. I mean, Mikaze, there's not a lot on Brigante that I've had an opportunity to see, but I mean, the man's quickly gaining a reputation as a very, very tough comer when it comes to being inside the ropes. And I'm going to tell you right now, Mikaze gets the victory, but again, I think Brigante makes a statement last night saying he wants to change the landscape here in Dynamo Pro.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and if Grimm isn't enough to get your attention, the screaming and yelling and carry on by Miss Monica in Italian outside the ring would have most definitely got your attention. I think both of those competitors have a wonderful future throughout the Midwest, all over the world, and specifically here at Dynamo Pro Wrestling.
Well, Renee, I mean, that's another one that's there. Another one you talked about earlier on, the Dynamo Pro D1 champion Outcast taking on the Lightbringer, Jesus Bryce. And I made statements.
Great competitor Jesus was.
I said things for weeks that Jesus Bryce and Outcast was going to be a matchup that if Outcast didn't bring his A-plus game last night at NatsuCon, he very easily could have walked out of here without that D1 championship. First of all, again, a little bit on the creepy side in the idea. I mean, again, you can't see the man's eyes. They were all white, and he was kind of a little out there, a little kind of, I don't understand to say kind of the, just, I can't put a word to the vibe.
It's hard to describe. Yeah, but it was intense.
He was one of those gentlemen. I mean, again, he came out there and I told the wrestling fans here on Wrestle Talk, among other places that we've had the opportunity to be on media, Jesus Bryce is the real deal. And I'm going to tell you right now, that match several times could have gone either way. Again, Outcast still Dynamo Pro D1 champion. Again, adding list. He said it. He wants to retire with the D1 championship. And right now, the list keeps forming, and Outcast keeps knocking them down. And you know something, gentlemen? One last thing that sticks to me is the tag team division in Dynamo Pro. Two tag team matchups. You talk about the idea of some new attire for the bike club. I mean, again, you could definitely tell the bike club had something to prove. I mean, they're consistently at that top level in the tag team division in Dynamo Pro. And then something I thought I would never see. I know Joe and I talked briefly. Renee, you and I have talked about it. A unified Midnight Society.
Wow.
Jason Chaos, we know what he brings to the table.
CJ is on point.
CJ McManus, you know what that man brings. But the new attitude of Billy McNeil. I mean, I've never seen this kind of Billy McNeil. Man's wearing sunglasses, had all new swagger to him. I mean, again, I tried to get an opportunity to say, Billy, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Billy just brushed right on by me like he was an A-lister. I mean, again, he's a phenomenal in-ring talent. I mean, the man, I still say, even though he's a part of the Midnight Society, probably one of the greatest innovators of offense inside the squared circle. And again, with their victory last night, this is a new side of Billy McNeil. And I'm going to tell you right now, the tag team division just got a lot more interesting with this unified Midnight Society. And then we got to look at the Dynamo Pro tag title matchup, where you have the match that everybody was expecting. High Level Enterprise, Straps Down University, round two. The team's hooking it up one more time. And we find out Justin Deere's injured. I had an opportunity very briefly before we went live to talk to Justin Deere. We don't know how long Justin Deere is going to be out. Again, Justin, I know you're probably listening to Wrestle Talk. I know we've had an opportunity to talk many a time. Get well soon. Let's say hopefully he'll be in a ring sooner rather than later.
All credit due to Justin Deere, because even though he was and is injured, he was there to cheer on his teammate Keon Option and the man that he brought along with him. Care to speak to the gentleman that took Justin Deere's spot last night? Very impressive.
I got to tell you right now, Justin Deere, Keon Option, graduates of the Dynamo Pro Dojo, Straps Down University. It's like the name says, the valedictorian, Keon Option. Man's always thinking. You heard it Thursday night. The man is very knowledgeable. He's got a Muay Thai kickboxing background. He can throw the punches if he needs to. He can wrestle in the air. He can wrestle on the mat. And what a bombshell. And he dropped in the term of Big J Knight, a man 305 pounds, one of the biggest, baddest wrestlers that you could get from Chicago, Illinois. The man could do it all. And I'm going to tell you right now, about 8, 9, 10 minutes into the contest, when Big J Knight managed to get the tag from Keon Option, wow, he literally set the ring
on
fire.
That big man was going at 100 miles an hour.
He was going 100 miles an hour. He went out there and was bringing it to High Level Enterprise. And I'm going to tell you right now, even though Keon Option, Big J Knight didn't get the win, there's a couple things that come out of this. Number one, the obvious idea is, to me, when are we going to see more Big J Knight? I mean, this guy really impressed me big time, stepping in, high-profile Dynamo Pro Tag Team Championship matchup. He delivered. The only thing that was bad was they didn't win the championship. Two, the demeanor of High Level Enterprise. I mean, again, a completely different side of them, but again, you got to look at it. They definitely were not prepared for somebody like Big J Knight. And they had to pull everything out of their arsenal to win. A lot of people might say it was highly questionable about some of the things they went through last night. But again, as the Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champions, those titles have a huge amount of prestige and honor. And they had to go by any means necessary to keep them. And the third one is obvious, and I'm just going to leave it at this. Once everything is healthy, once Justin Deere's got that knee healed up, you still have the question. High Level Enterprise, Straps Down University. Who is at the top of the list at Dynamo Pro Wrestling? Who's going to be the top tag team? And I mean, again, there's a lot of guys that have asked a lot of questions. And again, it's going to have to happen. It is not a matter of if. We thought we were going to get answers last night. I'm going to tell you, the question's still there. It has to be answered. And like I said, once Justin Deere is healthy, that has to be answered, in my opinion, right away.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you take a look at what happened during the match last night, Joe, let's bring you in for this. I know you were surprised because the last time you were here in last time you came for a Dynamo Pro show, you saw a totally different side of High Level Enterprise. Can you speak a little bit to what you saw this time in comparison to what you saw last time? Because it was night and day.
It was night and day. Last time they were here, they were awesome. They were really good guys. And then this time, they were just jokes.
I have to agree with you. I mean, can you speak to what you thought about the attack on Justin Deere? I mean, he was outside the ring, minding his own business.
Terrible. I mean, they kicked the guy's clutch out from underneath them. They used the guy's clutch. I mean, it was just terrible. Awful.
Well, gentlemen, I got to tell you right now, I mean, again, you have to look at Dynamo Pro Wrestling, especially in the tag team division, has so many great teams, the professionals, the Bite Club, High Level Enterprise, Dynamo Pro Tag Champion, Strapstown University. I don't know if we're going to be seeing more of this kind of impromptu team of Option and Knight. You have Garrett Shanks and CJ Shine. I'm going to tell you right now, another team that we haven't seen in a while, but you've always got to throw in the mix, Black Hand Warriors and the Bum Rush Brothers. Those are two teams right now that are kind of, I can't believe I'm saying this, but they're almost on the far end, almost like on the outside looking in. I would never say either of those teams are an afterthought. I mean, again, it's one of those where the Dynamo Pro Tag Division is on fire. Outcast keep knocking it down in the D1 division. With the victory last night of Mike Outlaw, you now have to pose the question. Dirty Jake Durden, the Intelligent Monster, he has got to be looking out now. It's, again, making a statement with that victory last night. Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now, Natsu Khan literally, I think, has set the tone for the rest of the summer at Dynamo Pro. I mean, again, you've got August 20th at the Douglas Club in Wood River. You have August 27th at the Ready Room in the Grove District. You have September 17th at the Sports Academy in Glen Carbon. I mean, again, there's a lot of questions now that have to be answered. You've got to look at things from a point of view. Outlaw Durden, the tag situation.
I have a question. I have a very important question. Last night, it's arguable, but one of the biggest victories of the night was the Natsu Khan-sponsored wrestler, Rick Maverick, on a bit of a hot streak here over the last couple of weeks. I'm thinking, and we had an opportunity to talk to him, he may be eyeballing Dynamo Pro Gold. What can you speak to that, or how can you speak to that, Luke? Because obviously the guy is a man that's ascending, and he's eventually going to come after either Outcast Durden or somebody else.
Well, you got to look at it this way. The Cowboy Rick Maverick, an individual who, like you said, has been on a bit of a hot streak right now. You know, I think, honestly, here's a man who very well, in the upcoming months, would definitely need to be considered in the title picture. One thing that concerns me, though, and it's not anything against the Cowboy Rick Maverick, he's a phenomenal competitor. The thing that concerns me is that thorn in his side that's kind of really materialized in the last few days, that being the alternative Ozzy Gallagher. All three of you guys, and I know Maverick is the same way, all of us have had an opportunity to come in contact with the alternative. He wants Dynamo Pro Wrestling to be. He wants Dynamo Pro Wrestling to experience the age of alternative. Honestly, my opinion is, last night, Rick Maverick knuckled up, but I'm going to tell you right now, my honest gut feeling, I think this one's far from over.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to see how things shake out for Rick Maverick and everybody else at Dynamo Pro Wrestling after an action-packed night here at Natsu Khan 2016 in Collinsville, Illinois. Now, Joe, any overall thoughts on your experience once again at Dynamo Pro Wrestling?
Oh, it was great. I always enjoy coming to see Dynamo Pro. Every time I've come, I've not been disappointed, and last night I wasn't disappointed. It was great.
You know something, gentlemen, again, tonight, this weekend, the whole Natsu Khan experience has been awesome. I mean, again, having the opportunity from great speakers to things related to anime, to Dynamo Pro Wrestling, to the events that are still to come. I mean, I think there's a big celebration tonight here at the Gateway Center. I know that there's a lot of media that's still here. There's a lot of media that's still planning on being here in the next couple days. I mean, where else can you go, gentlemen, experience in the span of 3 days premier professional wrestling? You can go from the idea of seeing the On the Ropes Network, KCFV. You had CBS Radio 920 here. You have Dr. Dan, the Pancake Man, right next to us. You've got people in all different avenues of anime. I mean, there's so many different things that are going on here at Natsu Khan, but one thing is for certain, it's been an awesome weekend. It's going to continue to be an awesome weekend, and Dynamo Pro is going to keep rolling on. August 20th, the Douglas Club. For more info, dynamoprowrestling.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, check us out on YouTube, and matter of fact, in the up next couple days, I think it'll actually probably be out probably by the time that we get a chance to talk again. check out Dynamo Pro Aftershock, the exclusive podcast of Dynamo Pro Wrestling. I mean, we had an opportunity to have a lot of great discussion. Matter of fact, if you catch Dynamo Pro Aftershock, you can catch Joe Lance and Renee Martinez, the host of Wrestle Talk with Joe and Renee, right here on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday nights. I say it's one of those great discussion. Again, gentlemen, always a privilege to be here. Got a lot of great things still to come here. I said I'm going to sit here. I'm going to kind of walk around the midway. I'm going to have an opportunity in a few minutes. I'm going to go by and check out some more of that Dr. Dan, the Pancake Man, and we're going to see a lot of great things still to come. Gentlemen, it's always an honor to be here, and like I said, I have to say it's awesome. Wrestle Talk is here at NatsuCon.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of it is thanks to you, Luke, and the wonderful folks at Dynamo Pro Wrestling, Crystal Jim, unsung heroes of Dynamo Pro Wrestling, and obviously all the guys and gals who put their body on the line about twice a month for one of the best promotions throughout the country. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Alrighty, gentlemen, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And like I said, keep checking out Wrestle Talk with Joe and Renee. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Got it.